Now these pyramids are near one another, and on the same level. But farther on, at a greater height of the hill, is the third, which is much smaller than the two, though constructed at much greater expense. For from the foundations to almost the middle, it is made of black stone, the stone from which mortars are made, being brought from a great distance, for it is brought from the mountains of Ethiopia. And because of its being hard and difficult to work into shape, it rendered the undertaking very expensive. It is called the Tomb of the Courtesan, having been built by her lovers. The courtesan whom Sappho, the Melic poetess, calls Dorica, the beloved of Sappho's brother Caraxes, who is engaged in transporting wine from Lesbos to Naucratis for sale. But others gave her the name Rhodopis. They tell the fabulous story that, when she was bathing, an eagle snatched one of her sandals from her maid and carried it to Memphis. And while the king was administering justice in the open air, the eagle, when it arrived above his head, flung the sandal into his lap. And the king, stirred both by the beautiful shape of the sandal and by the strangeness of the occurrence, sent men in all directions into the country in quest of the woman who wore the sandal. And when she was found in the city of Naucratis, she was brought up to Memphis, became the wife of the king, and when she died, was honored with the above-mentioned tomb.